I have always been blessed to have a fantastic relationship with my mother. Growing up, some of my most favorite memories were our impromptu conversations late into the night. Now, what you have to understand is that my mom has always been someone that tries to get to bed early. But I have always been a night owl, right, Jill? Oh yes, I have always been a night owl. And it was not uncommon for me to interrupt her brushing her teeth or something like that at her ridiculous bedtime of 8:30 or so. And it usually wasn't even anything that was truly important, just some minor little thing that I wanted to chat about, something that happened at school, the plot twist of whatever novel it was that I was reading, some great band that I had discovered that she had already discovered in the 70s, but whatever. And despite the fact that she had had a long day at work, and despite the fact that every minute she pushed off her bedtime would make the next day even longer, she would always, always make time for me. And this relationship has continued even to today. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here, come down this weekend, but you all have gotten to know my mom pretty well because she and Dad, of course, come down here often. And of course, we joke that the only reason they come down is to see their only granddaughter, but truth be told, they would be down here just as often to see me. My mom and I have always had a special bond. When I was a kid, she once told me that she would literally walk through fire for me. And I absolutely believed her. I believed that she would sacrifice herself for me because I believed that that was the type of love she had for her son. But also, I believed that she would sacrifice herself for me because she near about did. I once heard a Mother's Day sermon preached in which the pastor made this bold claim: every mother willingly risked her life for her children. Because despite medical advances, pregnancy and childbirth are still dangerous. Fortunately, complications are rare now, but they do still exist. And so when my mom told me that she would walk through fire for me, I believed her. Because despite the odds against it, she and I were one of the unlikely few to experience serious complications in her childbirth for me. Now, I don't want to get into too many details, but suffice it to say that Christmas was not supposed to be my birthday. That day was chosen by the doctors because it had to happen on that day. My mom may not have had to walk through literal fire for me, but she certainly walked through metaphorical fire for me. And I've often wondered if that self-sacrifice for me was one of the reasons that we have always had a special connection. But of course, this is true for all moms, right? Moms with uneventful pregnancies, perfectly predictable labors, even moms that adopt their children. Moms have this incredible connection to their children, to their kids. Call it intuition, call it motherly instinct, call it a spiritual bond, call it whatever you want. It is a special connection between mother and child. Did you know that there have been reports of mothers able to lift cars off of their children in emergency situations? Mothers, by definition, are self-sacrificing. From risking childbirth to picking up cars to something as simple as sacrificing a good night's sleep because this is the time that your teenage son is choosing to talk to you. Mothers are incredible creatures. And it all comes down to one thing. A good mother places the needs of her child before her own. And while it is the sad tragedy that not all people experience that from their mothers, it is my belief that that is the definition of motherly love, placing her child's needs before her own. There is no doubt in my mind that my mother would walk through fire for me. And that's pretty incredible if you think about it. And there are a ton of different parallels that we can draw from this to our Christian faith. But I am struck most by the aspect of this self-sacrificial love. For the last several weeks, we have been working our way through the Gospel of John and the letters of John. And I have often heard these books of the Bible being referred to as the love books. John is the love gospel. And the letters of John can be summed up by simply saying, love each other. And that's true, more or less. The Gospel of John has Jesus telling us to love one another an awful lot. And 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John expand on what that love means. But somehow just saying that these books are about love, well, it somehow misses the mark. Makes it sound like they're all mushy, just, oh, Jesus is just telling us to all get along. Isn't that sweet? But that's not really all that is going on here. These books are about love, but not the passive live and let live love that we often think about. The love that Jesus is commanding here isn't merely a command that we accept each other for who we all are. Instead, it is an active and fierce love. Jesus commands us to love one another in a fashion that can't be done intellectually. In other words, it's not simply a matter of saying that we love each other. It's a matter of doing it. Last week I began to talk about that active love. But this week, we have one of the best examples of it that we could ever imagine. Our gospel passage has Jesus say these words, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And of course, we are immediately supposed to think of Jesus' self-sacrifice for us. There is no greater love than the love of a person who lays down their lives for their friends. That is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lays down his life on the cross so that all of us might live. But more than that, Jesus Christ commands us to love one another like he has loved us. What else could he possibly be thinking of other than the idea that we must be willing to lay down our lives for one another? If Jesus' love for us is best shown through his willingness to sacrifice himself on the cross, and he commands us to follow him in that love, then what better way for us to show our love for one another than being willing to sacrifice our lives for them? Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we are called to throw away our lives willy-nilly, but it does mean that we are to be willing to lay our lives down for others. And whenever I read that passage, not just on today, but whenever I read that passage, I cannot help but think about my mother, who risked her life to bring me into this world. She almost didn't make it. Who, and there is no doubt in my mind that this is literally true, would be willing to walk through fire to preserve my life. Who every day was willing to lay her life down for mine, not only in dramatic ways, she would die for my sake sort of ways, but also by placing my needs ahead of hers. She sacrificed good sleeps. She sacrificed good night's rest. She sacrificed her desires all for me. And that is the type of love that John has in mind. It is easy to tell someone that you love them. That's a piece of cake. I love you. See? Easy. The hard thing is day after day, week after week, year after year, proving that you love them. But that is the type of love that Jesus calls us to. So mothers, hang in there. You all have a unique opportunity here. Jesus' command to lay down your life, well, you've already done that. You've done it simply by becoming a mother. Stick with it. Even when it is hard, your job is thankless. We all know that. You get one day. one day out of the year. And boy, do we all know you deserve more than that. We all know that you worry about your kids long after they have left the house, long after they have married and have kids of their own. Keep at it. Pray for them. Love them. Sacrifice your nights in sleepless worry over them. Know that they are never too old to hear your honest opinion, even if they say that they are. Continue to guide them with the love of Christ until the day you die. Husbands, look to your wives, to the mother of your children. Observe them in their Christ-like love. Obviously, I am a father, and I too would be willing to sacrifice myself for my daughter. But men, we all know that a mother's self-sacrificing love for her children is different than our own. And that all starts with childbirth. Take a look at the mother of your children. She has a lot to teach you about Christ's love. She has a lot to teach you about how we should love everyone. Kids, and I use that term very loosely, anyone who has ever had a biological mother, listen up. Love that woman. And I don't just mean today with flowers or a card. I mean every day. Love her. Pick up the phone and give her a call. You know she wants you to. Tell her you appreciate all of her sacrifices for your well-being. If she has passed on, then the best way that you can say thank you to her is to spread that love that she taught you to those around you. And if you were not blessed to have a loving mother, then I am so sorry. Find someone around you, perhaps even literally, find someone in this room that has shown you that love and thank that person, and then spread that love around to others. The real beauty of it all is this, that the love of a mother is more than simply instinct. It is not merely a cold or calculating attempt to protect her progeny so that her bloodline can continue. The love of a mother, whether she knows it or not, as a demonstration of Christ's love. This notion of you before me, your needs before mine, that we see so commonly in mothers, is them fulfilling Christ's command to sacrifice oneself for those around you. And I envision a world engulfed in this self-sacrificing love. Can you imagine what that would look like if we all took a leaf from our mother's playbook, if we all followed Christ's command to lay down our lives for our friends, to place them and their needs ahead of our own? That would be a world worth living in. And so I want you to do two things as we leave this place. First, I want you to hug a mom. Doesn't have to be your mom. Just hug a mom. Because moms make this world a better place because of their love, and we all know it. And second, moms, dads, folks that don't have kids, whatever. I want you all to love each other as a mom loves her children. I want you to love everyone as Christ first loves us. I want each and every one of you to place everybody else's needs before your own. Live in a fashion of you before me. First and foremost, take Jesus' example, his willingness to go to the cross. But if you need more inspiration, pick up a phone. And call him mom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.